Welcome to our podcast, Deep Listening New Music. We are having a series of talks with composers and artists who are performing and who are featured at the Forward Festival. And I'm very happy to talk today to the singer, Sophia Jörnberg. Welcome, Sophia.
Thank you very much.
You are involved in the opening concert of Lucerne Festival Forward. We have programmed three pieces and you are involved in two pieces. There's a solo performance by American composer Jules Eastman, his prelude to the Holy Presence of Jeanne d'Arc. And there's also Fausto Romitelli's video opera and Index of Metals. We will talk a little bit about both pieces, but first I want to introduce Sophia Jörnberg to our audience. She's born in Ethiopia and studied in Sweden, is now living in Sweden. What is fascinating for me is that you have several hats on. You are working in the jazz field. You are working also in the so-called new music field. You are performing Arnold Schönberg's Pierrot Lunaire. You are performing Salvatore Sciarrino's Lohengrin. But an important part is also that you are making solo performances and exploring extended singing techniques. And I wonder how all this fits in you, Sophia Jörnberg, personality, and how you connect these different areas.
A correction, I don't have any higher education. I decided to do concerts and learn with practice to sing and perform and learn from musicians instead of going to a conservatoire or something, because the milieu around in Stockholm was very conservative. So that's why. But yeah, my identity is very complex. As you said, I'm born in Ethiopia. We lived there. I also grew up partly in Hanoi in Vietnam. So I'm a very international person and have had a lot of influences from music all over the world as a young person. When I started singing and developing my palette of sounds, it was a way also to find my identity. It's not only a European identity, but now I must say I identify as a European.
I heard you singing the Jules Eastman prelude in Munich 2 years ago. I was absolutely fascinated, and I have to say it was the first time hearing this music live. And how do you come to know Jules Eastman?
In order for me to learn the music, I did a lot of research to try to find performances, and there is a recording also of Julius singing it. So I decided to just transcribe his singing. So I really have notated it exactly as he's doing it, because I didn't feel it was an improvised piece. Many people say that it's improvised, but I think he had a very clear idea and a very detailed plan on how he was going to do it, even if it wasn't on paper.
The music of Jules Eastman is very minimalistic, but it's full of a special energy. But the energy has to come from the singer, so you have to bring it to life. Do you make a version following Jules Eastman, or then also go a little bit further and bring something of you into the piece?
I've sung it many times now, so it has become, I feel like, an ownership to the material. And I mean, one big difference is, of course, that it's a female voice. And then there is this, in Julius, you can hear very much the operatic aesthetics. I don't have that because I'm not trained in that singing. So that's also a big difference. But the feeling, I think, is, so the emotional loading is maybe the same. It comes from a frustration and a rage. And it's also, an encouragement to speak out.
So now we will perform the prelude as prelude to the Romitelli. And I'm so thankful that you are taking this role for the first time. So you are in the middle of learning it. And you mentioned before that you don't have an operatic voice. And the interesting thing at the Romitelli singing part is that also it has some operatic elements, but it also is going into, let's say, some what you have in the pop music, or it's really playing with singing roles in the piece. How are your experience learning the part at the moment?
That piece is really, I'm really looking forward to it. It's such a strong piece. It's very, very deep. And I've known it a long time, but and never sung it. And now I'm just in the midst of trying to be sure to hit the right pitches at the right place and analyzing where the pitches are in the score from the other musicians. So it's really like that very technical and, you know, craft thing. So I'm stable with that. It's not particularly hard to sing. It's quite natural, and but you have to be sure, and you have to really it has to come from some place inside of you. You have to mean it.
The index of metals is music which is for me hallucinating. For me, he's also quoting Pink Floyd at one stage.
Yeah, yeah.
So the composition is really more than a video opera in the new contemporary music context. It's really going beyond that. What do you think about that?
Yes, I can see the influences that he had, but it's so impressive how it's so virtuosic, you know, as the precision is so accurate. It's like that's what I really touches me a lot, because in some kind of maybe psychedelic music, it can be a very organic and you find it after a while and it's a bit searching, but I don't think it's like that here. It's very precise and it's very accurate, and you have to really be concentrated in order to be able to play it. You can't be in some kind of psychedelic state yourself.
Sophia, thank you so much for this talk. And I'm really looking forward to see you in November in Lucerne and to work with you.
Thank you. I'm looking forward.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.